Jesus, a child of God, crying Abba Father, is what I want to be.
Pretty cheesy, Teen Challenge Choir, Stormin' the Gates, from 1984. Child of God, Oye Que Bonita, that was a Latin number, if you didn't know, and Christ the Solid Rock, from Stormin' the Gates. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. We're going to round things out with some awful music from the Mormon musical, Charlie, A Love Song. This is some kind of stupid musical that the Latter-day Saints put on in, I think, around the same time, 84, 85. So stay tuned for Dan Boda, and I'll see you next week. Remember, special occult rock program. Take care.
Charlie. Did you hear that, Charlie? You've done it again. Charlie, that ought to be worth a racquetball court. What do you think?
Something about you always makes me smile.
I said I'd tell you when I see you again, but I don't really have to wait 50 years, do I?
Charlie, I must admit I've always liked your style. Your crazy way with words, and though it sounds absurd, come and quarrel with me once more for a while. Charlie, something about you always makes me smile. Your crazy way with words, though I know it sounds absurd, come and quarrel with me once more for a while. Charlie, Charlie, running across the seasons of my mind, stopping once to see if you really got to me. Girl, you're such a tease, oh, that sunny smile, come on in and stay a while till spring. Then we will go on a Ferris wheel ride, take a trip to heaven side by side. Charlie, Charlie, finally got you off my
Charlie! Well, there are 10,000 eligible girls at BYU, and to get over my grief, I decided to date as many as possible. With good time management and taking advantage of all the free activities, I set a goal to take out a dozen different girls each week. At first it was fun, like being an alcoholic locked in a wine cellar. Workout! 5, 6, 7, 8. 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Higher!
Oh, Sam, you're so healthy.
One hardly knows where to begin. Do you concentrate on blondes for a month and then move on? Or do you focus on California girls first and then move eastward? One thing I learned was to avoid dating too many girls from my own ward. It starts talk. May I have this dance?
Oh, yes.
My, how special you look tonight.
Why, thank you, Sam.
Thank you. The point with high-volume dating is, do not get involved. To the freshman girls, you talk about how soon you want to get married. With the senior girls, you tell them you're thinking about changing your major and starting all over again. To one waiting for a missionary, you talk about how few girls have the strength of character to wait, and how much...
Fry me vocal fry, and let me yoik among the stars. Let me hear the yodels, conicoles and kagiras. In other words, bleed my ears. In other words, catajack me.
Jack.
Overtones and whistles, holler shanties and galas. Harmonies from tenor A's and hocketing bacchus. In other words, auctioneers. In other words, shooby tailor. Fry me vocal fry, play me some Dada from Yap Blanc. Field recordings, interviews, and growls from Dave Van Ronk. In other words, purple haze. In other words, Ema Sumac
Jack.
Wally Cox's Eping and that Okinawan bounce. Track and album titles that you just cannot pronounce. In other words,
Westland Cobra.
In other words, vocal fry.
Oh, Lenderwood, thank you.
Well, good evening and welcome to another episode of Vocal Fry here on WFMU. I'm Dan Boda, and with me is DJ Purple Haze.
Hello, hello.
And we are here to fry your ears and catajack you. Jack.
Maybe don't use that as a verb.
Maybe that's just best left to the theme song. Okay. Not our finest slogan hour, but Vocal Fry is the place, your one-stop resource for all things vocal and fried, all kinds of weird sounds people make with their voices while singing from all different times and genres and places around the world. From the beatific and gorgeous, otherworldly singing, like what we're hearing in the background from Hottest Noit, to the sort of reimagining of ancient music done by Wagal, who we just heard from before this, and many other things. Do you want to tell folks what these tracks are that we're listening to?
Yes, we are listening to Hottest Noit. The song is Angelus Novus, and this is from her album Aura Reworks, songs from the album Aura reworked by other people. So this is reworked by Alex Summers. Before that, we heard Wagal. Is that you?
I think so. Wagal. W-A-A-G-A-L.
Wodan's Incantation from their EP Spells Between Worlds. And we opened it up with our theme song.
And Wagal does this kind of Kargara style, like this dark guttural throat singing style in a lot of tunes, and then sings stuff in Proto-Indo-European and other kind of reconstructed languages. They're not Tuvan, no. And there's a note with this latest release that says something like, you know, I know that, you know, Germanic people didn't, you know, that throat singing is not historically accurate, you know, to these Germanic poems, but
artistic liberty.
It's artistic liberty. That's right. Wagal here is setting a series of old inscriptions in runic or Oum, potentially. I think they're all runic inscriptions of early Germanic religious incantations. This one for Woden, or otherwise known as Odin, otherwise known as the guy that Wednesday is named after. And so there's a series of these like early Germanic spells put into music on this album.
I just have a sidebar about what you said about taking artistic liberties with imagining people throat singing. Just reminded me, you know, there was that movie that came out yesterday about this guy who wakes up and the Beatles have never existed and he's the only one who remembers the Beatles. I didn't see it, but it was like really popular.
Yeah.
I think I have an idea for a movie that you're the main character and you wake up and no one knows what throat singing is, and no one has ever throat sung before, and you're just crazy.
Both literally and figuratively, yes.
But you wouldn't be able to show them what it was like because you can't throat sing.
I know.
That would be the worst part.
I'd have to teach myself. I'd become a master at it. You know, that would be like a little like montage sequence in the early part of the movie would be like me mastering throat singing so that I can spread it. What if it was all Vocal Fry, you know? No more beatboxing, yodeling, yoiking, all gone.
What a nightmare.
It would be a total nightmare. Speaking of nightmares, get ready to handle some serpents with these folks from West Virginia.
He was the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll never change. You can't put your hope in a world that
you don't know what they're gonna do tomorrow. But I can put my hope in a Jesus, because he changes not. He's forever the same, children. Why do you want the temptations of the world, or do you want Jesus? But you can't have both. Hey, I've had to surrender of many a things. Oh God, things in here that I love dearly, but I had to love him more. I had to surrender. Oh, many a things that has hurt, but I had to, because he has to be
lights, everything is blink, blink, blink, blink, blink. Oh, I Claus coming to town, be ready.
You feeling all right?
Sorry, just a little indigestion. Gambota, this is Purple Haze. We are here bringing you the weird sounds of that people make with their voices and music of all kinds and from all places and genres and times. Here on the Vocal Fry radio program on WFMU.
We just heard Oh Lady Be Good from Slim Gaylord on Slim Gaylord Rides Again.
Yep. One of the early kind of people doing scat. Yeah.
Before that, we heard My Name is Jesus from the artist The Mysterious Asthmatic Avenger and His Good Old Boys from the album My Mother Killed Rock and Roll in 1979.
And of course, that is a French group.
Yeah, well, why do you need, do you need to say that?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, French, French punk rock yodeling mayhem. I think that his Good Old Boys might be a one-man band, but he may have had a full-on band, but definitely the Mysterious Asthmatic Avenger, who wears a cowboy hat and a mask like Zorro, or the Lone Ranger. Did the Lone Ranger wear a mask? I think so.
I don't Maybe know Zorro. What that is, really.
Anyway, yeah, the Mysterious Asthmatic Avenger certainly has been a one-man band, with his band having a long, complex name at various times in the past. But little else known about him, thus the name.
And we heard Pastor Chris and Congregation, a Christian snake handler pastor. Jesus Has to Be Number One from West Virginia Snake Handler Revival. They Shall Take Up Serpents.
It's a great album. It's the first record on the Sublime Frequencies record label of music from North America. And it fits very well in with the kind of material that Sublime Frequencies often puts out, and some great, great sounds. The group there, so Pastor Chris got bit by a snake at one point, and his arm swelled up to like three times normal and had to be cut open to like.
Wait, he got bit by a snake? How could that happen?
I know, it's so strange. It's totally unexpected because of his faith. You would think that the snakes, you know, he could take up serpents and not be bit because of his faith, but he must have stumbled, you know, and had a little like faith crisis, and then the snake detected it and bit him. Also, his father and his brother both died of snake bites. So it's kind of like the Shakers, who practice celibacy and have had a really, really hard time growing their congregation. There are two Shakers left, and really? They recently recruited a third. So there are now three Shakers. They grew the religion by 50% through conversion, not reproduction. But I think maybe for a similar reason, the snake handling churches have been tapering off. Also, it's been made illegal to handle snakes in church in most states, but not West Virginia. Folks, if you want to check out the playlist, you can go to WFMU.org. It is a place for all wonderful, good things, information of all types and varieties, and archives, on-demand streams of basically every radio broadcast on this station since 25 years ago or so, including several hundred episodes of this show, Vocal Fry, which you can listen to on demand. And maybe you're listening to this one on demand in the future, and I'm telling you hello from the past. Hello.
Whoa.
Dude. And you can also join the playlist comments there. There's a conversation going on among listeners. Always nice to hear from folks and have you check in there. And while you're there, notice that we do have a donation tool on the website, because this is our October Hellraiser. It's the time when we try to gather the money that gets us through the lean season. And this year, the lean season is especially lean because we lost a $200,000 no strings attached grant that we had. I guess the string was that we kind of needed the money. But thankfully, I got to say, thanks so much to everybody who's been pledging and donating to WFMU throughout the month. But we do continue, and we have a whole bunch of special events coming up this month for that. And in the meantime, Adriano Spatola, Italian sound poet extraordinaire, is here.
Sweep of thought. circling and ever circling. Mandi pa nada range nada range gana nada range gana krai nada range range gana ganama ganamasa Nadarange gana nakrai Mandire mandire pa vakye Sware patata Tapatapa patata Tapatapata vakye nadarange nakrai Kra kra Nadarange Ganama
Thank you. బుల్ మరా మరా నై హర చూటు హి జా బుల్ మరా నై హర చూటు జా బుల్ మరా चार कहार मिला मोरे डोलिया सजा मेरे मोरा अपना बेगाना छूट जाए बाबूला मरा अंगना तो पर्वत भया और तहरी भई बिते अंगना तो पर्वत भया और तहरी भई बिते बाबुल घर आपनो मैं चली पिया के दे बाबुल मराय नहीं हर छूट जाने बाबुल मराय नहीं हर छूट
Hoş oynayın. Kayrılık yolu terildi. Kayılıp onura parata basın.
İki sunun beldirinde elbette
need to leave that to the professionals.
It's true. I do.
You're too confident.
I have a great... I value the professionals greatly. You're listening to Vocal Fry here on WFMU. It's Dan Boda and Purple Haze with you. Will you please tell the folks what we've been listening to?
Yes. We just heard Horse Dance by unnamed Apache musicians on a compilation documentary Indian recordings from Arizona, New Mexico, Oaxaca, Puebla, Mexico City, and Yucatan, April to October 1940.
That's a collection of recordings made by Laura Bolton, who is a pretty well-known field recordist of Native and North American music.
Before that, we heard Jolo by Tarek on Spirit of Alte.
They're a group from the Altai Republic. They do Hai, which is the kind of throat singing done. The Altai Republic is right next to Tuva. It's also adjacent to Mongolia and has, you know, its own long tradition of throat singing. They are really active on YouTube. You can find a lot of videos of the guys from Baitarek singing in the, you know, out in the beautiful Siberian wilderness. Some really gorgeous videos, and they're great.
Before that, we heard Babul Mora from K.L. Saigal and R.C. Boral from another compilation, Stars from Another Sky, Part 1, Film Songs from the Subcontinent Before the World Was Torn Asunder, 1932 to 1939.
And I think Death is Not the End is the name of the record label, and they kind of, you know, you can tell why, that they really like long names for things.
Yeah.
Death is Not the End.
Are they referring to some specific event that tore the world asunder?
Yeah, World War II.
Ah.
Yeah, we haven't gotten there yet in history class, but, you know. yeah, before that?
Raga 12 by Amelia Cooney. Solo for voice 58. 18 microtonal ragas, composed by John Cage. What are ragas?
Ragas are sets of notes that create a scale, kind of roughly equivalent to like a scale. It's it's a unit of Indian music, and so it's a set of notes and tones that go together, and that can be used in performance of a piece. So they kind of give it its spirit and its sound and its and the possibilities for improvisation within this structure.
I don't think anyone is going to know what I'm talking about here, but yesterday we were looking at a book that was very important to me when I was little, called Arm in Arm, and the author of that, Remy Charlip, was in a relationship with John Cage, that composer.
Oh, okay. Oh, I did not realize.
And like
that
around a lot of really important, high-profile creative people.
I mean, Remy Charlip is a very important, high-profile creative person too. Arm in Arm. In Arm in Arm, in Arm in Arm, in Arm in Arm, in Arm in Arm. It's a great, great book. A classic of American literature. And if you haven't read it, rush out there and correct that right now.
Anyways, okay, after the last break, we heard Adriano Spatola, Aviation or Aviator from Towards a Total Poetry.
That's a collection of sound poetry and performance. Adriano Spatola, renowned 20th century sound poet. And I love the sort of strafing, the imitations of planes coming in and strafing that he was just doing full throttle as if he were 8 years old again and playing with army men and model planes in the backyard. Or at least that's how it was with me. Yeah, more music for you here.
Wait. I have something to shout out real quick. The deadline for LCD is coming up soon. LCD is our magazine. And you can submit work, writing, drawings, comics, whatever, on the theme songs, like focusing on a specific song. And the deadline for that is November 1st. So you can go to wfmu.org/LCD.
And it's 500 words that we're looking for. And there's specifics given for graphics, images, etc. So please do send in your work. It's really nice to have LCD back up and running in the physical world again after many years. And it's been really awesome to see the new issues coming out. So, yeah, send in your work to LCD. And while you're gathering it together, let's give you some work gathering together music from Ravi Padmanabha and Alex Glenfield here on Vocal Fry on WFMU.
Manu, man, Thank you.
Ah, the lovely sound of Mark Urselli's Step and Doom. Here on Vocal Fry on WFMU. Purple Haze, you want to tell folks what we've been listening to? I guess it's just a couple of tracks.
We heard Lost Journey by Ravi Padmanabha and Alex Glenfield on To a Blue Mirage. And during the last break, we heard Veronica Mayer and Gobi Drab song The Bat from live recording session number one.
Thanks a lot for tuning in. Thanks again, everybody, for your support during our October Hellraiser. It means a lot to us. And stick around because Kendra Plex is here and singles will be going steady over the next 3 hours right here on
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
See you next time.
Thank you.